Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. We've a number of topics to cover tonight. Coming up, I'll be speaking with IFA National Environment Chairman Thomas Cooney about the NCT type test for tractors, which will now not be as stringent as some had feared. And I'll also be talking to him about the new National Water Protection Plan and its implication for farmers. But first, the news that Ireland is set to export frozen beef to China has been widely welcomed this week, and it could well be just the tip of the iceberg. Initially, three Irish beef processing plants, Foyle Meats in Donegal, ABP in Monaghan and Slaney Foods in Wexford, have been approved to export frozen beef. To get the background on this and the future prospects, I've been speaking with Phelim O'Neill, Global Markets Specialist with the Irish Farmers Journal.
China, Chris, is certainly one of the most exciting market prospects in the world. It's a country that basically everyone is looking access to, and Ireland has been very fortunate to be the first country from the European Union that has got through the door. Currently, they're supplied from the major South American beef-producing nations, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay. They're also big buyers from Australia and New Zealand. And, you know, the reality is they expect consumption, I just was looking at figures earlier today, they expect consumption to increase next year and their import demand to go up a further 20%. So there's no doubt that this is a market with very exciting potential for Ireland. And of course, in a Donegal context, it's a Donegal factory that's one of the first three that's approved to start doing that business. So it's quite local as well.
Yeah, Foyle Meats here in Donegal, Slaney Foods in Wexford and ABP in Monaghan are the three so far, and there could be more?
Well, there's another five in the pipeline that are waiting to get the go-ahead. And at the start, and I think some indication just of how valuable and interesting that market is, there were 25 Irish factories have applied to get approval. And from a farmer's point of view across the country, the desire would be to see all of those factories approved sooner rather than later, because that means that basically the entire cattle of the country that are being killed for export will be eligible for the Chinese market. It does come with some strings attached, however. It's just frozen beef that has got the initial approval. They're not taking offal and they're not taking beef from cattle over 30 months. So those are things, again, you know, that I suppose to introduce a note of caution to it. It's a fantastic opportunity. It will be a fantastic opportunity. But, you know, it's not a complete will-take-everything market. Of course, we would hope in time that we would get those restrictions eased. And again, I think that would be the department's view as well, that look, they have the option with going with what is on the table here, which is very generous. They will take frozen beef cuts. But again, to maximise the value of every carcass that's produced on the island, in the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland's excluded, by the way, they will be part of a UK application that is some distance behind the Irish one. But to get every animal, every farmer in the Republic of Ireland that they can benefit from this, you really need to have every factory approved. So, that, you know, whilst it's great news and a great result, there's still more work to do. And then, of course, when that's all done, we have to go out and exploit the market, make the best of it, and not find ourselves trying to undercut it. There's a big market there and scope to grow it. And I think we need to do that in an orderly manner. And that's where we would look to the government agencies, Board BIA, for example, to take a lead in that and try and make sure that the Irish quality assured beef is properly positioned at the top end of the marketplace.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I mean, we hear a lot in Europe about South American beef and there are concerns about traceability and quality control. From the Chinese market perspective, will they be looking at Irish beef as a premium product?
They will be. Perhaps at this moment in time, there'll be other countries that maybe have a reputation ahead of Ireland. I'm thinking in particular Canada, for example, is an approved exporter to it. But look, Ireland haven't had the issues to deal with that, for example, Brazil have had to. And, you know, our traceability system, our quality assurance that our farmers have signed up to, I think does give us an edge in the marketplace. It gives us a story to tell. And I think the expectation is that Ireland, there's no way that we can compete with the South American countries or indeed Australia and New Zealand on price. But the reality is, I think we can compete on quality. We can compete on eating quality. And, you know, our product would be sold across the length and breadth of Europe. It would be very highly regarded. And I think we have a product that we can go into the Chinese market with great, and have great confidence in that it will perform well for us and will in turn perform well for our industry.
And what sort of a knock-on effect do you think it's going to have on prices here in the short and medium term?
Well, in the short term, I would say very little impact, because it will be some time before the first product leaves. You know, if you think about it, we've got the approval now. There are some minor details still to be resolved, in terms of getting sample signatures for certificates. It was one of the things that I was told that had to be cleared. That will take a couple of weeks. And then factories would start, stocking product, because you will only ship, the minimum shipment you will send would be a 20-ton container lot at a time. And that will take a number of weeks to put down, and then you will have 6 weeks travel. So, look, I would expect by the end of the second quarter of this year that we will be seeing the product on its way to China. It won't impact prices overnight, but where we will get a benefit is, and we've had in this situation with the expansion of our dairy herd, where the Irish kill has been rising in recent years. You know, we hit 1.75 million last year. It was the highest since 2010. And, you know, it does give us the extra outlet that we desperately needed for that product to prevent a collapse later in the year.
Yeah, and I suppose, I suggest also, it's coming at a timely juncture insofar as with the uncertainty with Brexit. This is we hear a lot about diversifying into new markets, and this is
case in point. And of course, Brexit is the cloud that hangs over the industry. In fact, it's a nightmare that hangs over the industry, half our market, and we're not quite sure where we'll stand with that whenever the UK leaves. Now, it'll be wrong to represent that China can replace the UK, but again, it's right that we need to be all the time looking for other markets. China can become, for beef, like it has already for pig meat and indeed for dairy products, our second most important market, but it will still only be taking somewhere, I would estimate, in the first couple of years, between 10 and 15% of our production. The UK currently takes over half of our production, so we can't represent that as an alternative to the UK, but it certainly it is something, and it is so much better to have it than not to have it.
And in conclusion, is it a case that it's, given that there's 1.4 billion people or thereabouts, is it a market that we can really have almost no limit to how far we can push it?
Well, I suppose the example I would give, Brazil got approval in the middle of 2015. Last year, they exported, I think it was 216,000 tons of beef to China directly, and the same again to Hong Kong. They exported almost 500,000 tons between Hong Kong and the Chinese mainland. That is the size of market we're talking about. We're not Brazil. We don't have that volume. We don't have the price point, etc. But certainly it's a market that you would expect us to get up to grow into sort of 30, 40, 50,000 tons of beef fairly quickly. And when we have that done and we have a taste established in the marketplace for it, who knows where it can end.
And just one quick other point. Is there a particular type of cut that they would have a preference for?
At this moment in time, they would buy a lot of shin and shank and short ribs. So it's not the cheapest burger manufacturing mince type meat, nor is indeed is the top end steak or roasting meats. It's a sort of the in-between cuts. Now, because again, there's a lot of slow cooked dishes in China where they will get the best out of those products. But again, I'm told that such is the extent of that market and such is the growth of the middle classes and the increasing wealth of the population, that in time, the industry would expect that it will grow into a steak meat market and a roasting meat market. In fact, there's no reason that in 5-10 years' time that it cannot be a market for basically every type of meat.
And that was Phelim O'Neill, Global Market Specialist with the Irish Farmers Journal. Now, earlier this week it emerged that tractors used for farming will not be included under new tractor testing regulations. This follows some intense lobbying. Thomas Cooney, IFA National Environment Committee Chairman, has been telling me more.
Yeah, the Minister, Ross, he revoked the SI that he brought in back the days of the ploughing back in September. And he has redrafted this new one now, and the tractors that I use primarily for, mostly used for agriculture, horticulture, and forestry and fishery won't be required to undergo the NCT side test, because they're already covered by the 2005 Health and Safety and Work Act. And which means that they have to have brakes and lights and indicators, mirrors, all that sort of stuff on them anyway, and they can be stopped along the side of the road, or the farmer can have a HSA inspection and all those things can be checked anyway, So basically, it seems that it's been a good day for cutting red tape, that there's no duplication two different agencies doing the same work. So I welcomed the move by Minister Ross.
So putting it very simply, what are the arrangements going forward if you do have a tractor of a certain size and able to go over 40 kilometres an hour?
Yeah, over 40 kilometres an hour. If you're doing work outside of agriculture, horticulture, forestry or fisheries, if you're doing other types of work, there would be a requirement to have that tractor tested, all right. But only if it's used outside of agriculture.
So it looks like common sense has prevailed, and certainly in an era of so much red tape, this has to be welcomed. You have also welcomed this week the commitment in the new National Water Protection Plan, effectively to work with farmers and rural communities to continue the improvements in water quality.
Exactly, yeah. And I suppose we are... Now, they are saying that agriculture is one of the highest risks, but we are one of the largest land users, you know, so 70% of the land of Ireland is being used for agriculture. So, what we're hoping for is that there's a balanced approach taken, you know, and that there's other issues out there apart from agriculture that is causing pollution as well, would like for them to be dealt with equally, you know, like such as local authority, a wastewater treatment plant and industrial discharges, all that sort of stuff, you know, that's not be putting the whole focus on agriculture. And we welcome this collaborative approach where there would be an advisory-based visits to farmers as opposed to having a crackdown inspection straight away for minor non-compliances.
Thomas Cooney, IFA National Environment Committee Chairman. And time now for the livestock prices. Cattle prices stronger. Steer base of €4.05 a kilo, tops €4.10 a kilo. Heifers €4.15 a kilo, tops €4.20 a kilo. Young bulls ranging from €3.90 to €4.20 a kilo, and cows €3.40 to €3.85 a kilo. Sheep, well, prices stronger again here as well. Hoggets making €6.40 to €6.50 a kilo. Spring lamb €7.35 to €7.40 a kilo. Ewes making €3.35 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.